Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Siz de şaruf arif billah Hazreti Abdes Hazreti Manana Şah Hakim Muhammed Akhtar Tapna ve Akhtar Tapna ve Akhtar Tapna ve Allah'u merkadehu. The title is Zindagi Meri Pabandi Sunnat Rahe. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی حسرت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے میرا بس رس دل میں درد محبت رہے میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى أيضا لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينالوا التقوى منكم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Firstly, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, and that is what we come to learn here, this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world, that we tread the path towards Allah ta'ala. And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us very simple way on your own, on behalf of all the pious servants, the mashayikh. One shaykh says it so beautifully, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat kirame. Hum chal rahe tum hamare saath chalo. That this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very enjoyable part, but it's very delicate, it's not so easy. So on your own, you won't able to tread this part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are walking, in other words, we are walking behind our elders. We are holding their hands, and they tread the path, they reach there, so we also following in their path. So if you hold our hands, you'll also reach the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Rabbul Izzat has taught us in this beautiful ayat, that why Allah ta'ala has sent us here, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That first of all, we have to recognize who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, in whose control is every moment of our life, only in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is Iman. Iman, janne ka naam nahi, to know is not Iman. Manne, to accept with the bottom of the heart, to realize totally, and this doesn't come in 1-2 days, the people of Iman, you will get it from their heart. That is why the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had such Iman, because after all, they sat in the majlis, in the sohbat, the company of the greatest personality who had the greatest Iman. Who could have greater Iman than Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam? That's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their Iman, Allahu Akbar, was of such a nature that they used to express to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam that many a times when we are performing salah, and the ayats of Jannat are being read while we are performing our salah, it is as if the fruits of Jannat are dangling in front of our eyes. And when the ayats of Jahannam are being read, then it is as if Jahannam is staring us in the face. And that is why that if we have to see Jannat and Jahannam, it won't really increase our Iman even more. So this was that Iman that has to be penetrated in the heart, and this will come, Allah Ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. That Iman is, once you know, you read the kalima, this is just like an empty capsule. Now to fill this capsule with reality is ittaqullah. That true taqwa, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that special current and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we have to fill in this capsule with Iman. Otherwise, my capsule just empty, like how from the first day in madrasa you read the kalima, la ilaha illallah. You even know the meaning, you even pass your imtihan and you think, I passed my imtihan. But still in the nursery class, still haven't filled anything in our capsule. And we are so fortunate, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us that in every zamana, and till Qiyamah, virtually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَأَصَّادِقِينَ. Be with those that are true in their taqwa, those that are true in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's where you will get this taqwa. This is where you will get this reality of life. And what is this reality of life? Hazrat is teaching us that what is the sign of taqwa? Very, very important. And what is the sign that you are treading the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat's beautiful bayan titled, Ya Zindagi Meri Pabande Sunnat Rahe. That making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, also, and it shows the consciousness that a person, according to what you are conscious about in your mind, that is the dua that will come out from the heart. And as our Hazrat explains over and over, dua is not just words that we rattle, but dua is what comes out from the heart. And that is real dua. And that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat here teaches us that in the spark towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should be conscious that I am paban, I am very, very steadfast and firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that anything that is beyond sunnah, that is not according to the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then that falls into bid'at. Bid'at is not only what we think of, that people go to the graves, etc., and do all different types of things, but any way of life, that is not according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the so-called modern age, with technology, etc., if we are not using the technology according to what will benefit us in deen, as we learn from our elders, then we'll be going into the wrong way. And then a person won't even realize. And that is what Hazrat has taught us. And why? Look at the depth of this dua. That Allah, let me remain firm on sunnah. Because shaitan tries to mislead you to come close to Allah Ta'ala. And if he sees you still coming for salah, etc., then he must lead you in another way, which is very dangerous. He gets us involved in bid'at. That is innovation. That a person thinks, I'm involved in deen. That I am spreading deen, especially with technology today. All the different types of methods of spreading deen. But a person gets fooled that I am spreading deen. But in that, you are spreading so much of fitna, and you are spreading so much of evil, and you think you are spreading deen. And then you'll even debate with people, and you'll even start thinking that what's in this today's modern age, if we don't spread deen on all the different social media networks, etc., whatever they may be, Twitter and this and that, then a person thinks that how is deen going to spread? Allahu Akbar. We are going through this very Mubarak period where Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, and this is one of the fundamental, basic, important aqaid that we have to fill into our heart, that is Tawheed, the concept of the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That nothing happens with the ability of men. Everything only and solely by the command and the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Yet Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that we beg Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, keep us paban on sunnah, keep us paban on the right path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the reward as if we are spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we can't do anything. And that is what we learn from our pious servants of Allah. Never ever think that I am doing work of deen. Always beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that oh Allah, I am nalaik, I am worth absolutely nothing. But you are that Kareem Zat. You are that worthy, great being. That Ghalibi Barjazibai Mushtari, Shaidar Darman Gara Wakhari. That what all the Badrs of the world know. You are that Badr that you bud for the world. The thing that is so inferior, got no value whatsoever. Like a person selling his potatoes and onions and tomatoes whole day in the sun, on the side of the road, on the pavement. And end of the day, now whatever is left and burnt out with the heat of the sun, he's throwing it in a bag and he's going to give it to the animals, or he's going to throw it away. And a person walks past and he says, how much you want for this? He says, I can't sell you this. It's rotten, it's not worth anything. He says, how much you made today? He says, I made so much, 200 rand or whatever. He says, I'll pay you 3 times the price, that if you can get such a person. Whereas people like me, even those people, we want to bargain with them, for that one, two trays, etc. But the friends of Allah are such that those people that they see that are making a humble livelihood, they are going by them, even if they don't need anything, just to give them some support, to give them some courage, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is that great badr that Allah Ta'ala has badr for the worst thing, our nafs, our desires and passions, which we don't do our spiritual treatment and we don't sit in the company of the Sadiqeen, it will run havoc with us and it will play misery with us, and a person won't even realize this. And fool will be that I'm enjoying life, but we're not really enjoying life. We are going through a miserable time, and sad is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that many a people to the people to the people today, most of them, and sadly Allah save me, all of us caught up in this rat race, al-haqumut takasur, that we are going into destruction. But what is our aim and object? Just that I must get more, I must increase my status in dunya. And for what? Just to boast that why my brother has got that kind of car, I can get a better car. He has got this job, I can get a higher position. He has got that, and all this boasting. Allah Ta'ala says, you're just going into destruction. This is not why I've sent you here. And this is not reality of life, just to see and count your material value. And this is one of the dangers of the time we are treading upon. Or the prelude and the introduction for Dajjal is materialism. And now you're just overtaken with materialism. Become an alim of deen also, so to say. That now I've got a title, now I'll get this position and that position, and now you're not satisfied, you want a higher position, so I have to do a course in the university, I have to do that, so I can increase my status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that all this will take us to destruction. And hatta zurtumul maqabir. If our eyes of our heart don't open up before time, then Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, when Malakul Maut comes, it will be just a shock, hatta. It will be just a terrible shock. And then, qala rabbi irji'uni, oh Allah, please, send me back now. Lalli amala salihan fima taraktu kalla. Now I realize that what I supposed to be doing, that doing good deeds, building my connection with you, but Allah Ta'ala will say, kalla, never ever. And we see daily these occurrences. Today another great personality, one of our elders of our country, Mufti Abdullah Sahib, has passed away. So we should think of when Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned knowledge of deen will be lifted in this way, where the pious, the learned scholars will be lifted. And we should be, while they are here, then we should appreciate. We should appreciate the majalis of our honorable illustrious Sheikh, and what we have to take from them is from their heart, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should check his life, myself first of all, and all of us, that am I conscious about the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And like Hazrat always reminds us, myself particularly, not being fooled just by the outward title or outward appearance, that is also important. But the beautiful dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma jal sarirati khayram min alaniyati, wajal alaniyati saliha. Both aspects in this dua, that a person who is threading this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should realize that my inside is more important than my outside. And oh Allah, make my ruh, my soul, make it shining. And how will that become shining? When we get this connection, the current of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat is explaining in this poem, where it will come from and how it will come. And then, what is the sign that you are treading this path of the love of Allah? Wajal alaniyati saliha. Make my outside a pious appearance. So people who think that, no, I'm a pious person, what I have to go in the majlis. And many people, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, many people say that why I have to keep a beard and act like a pious man. Or many women have got this concept. Or even men say, why my wife wear parda? Our parda is in the heart. We don't look around at men and women. We're not like these people, they wear parda but they're still looking around. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully that in the heart, you got so many other problems. You got worries, you got depression, and then you're getting angina, and then you're getting blocked valves, and now you still want to stuff the beard and the parda in the heart. No, put it where it's supposed to be. Put it on the face, and then learn. That will be the start. And then you'll realize when the outside starts becoming right, then that person will start thinking that me and I'm doing all this wrong thing. The beard alone, a person keeps it, it will start saving you from many, many different problems. So, and then more important is, now don't just have a beard outwardly and inside we are not conscious. The reality of life is that all the time we have to be conscious of this reality that zindagi meri tagi meri tagi meri paband sunnat rahe. That my life should be very punctual and my life should be very, very firm upon the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the way to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala himself has mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow my way of life. That's that very beautiful model which Allah loves. So if we just, and where can we really follow sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We can just be imitators, but imitate this way of life. Instead of imitating all the foolish people of the world, and just going with the flow, as the society is going, with the flow of fashion, etc., rather follow and imitate the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then like Khaja Azizul Hassan Majroob rahmatullah alayhi, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalifa of Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, what can we present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tomorrow if Allah ta'ala is going to ask that, Khaja sahab, what did you bring? Then all we can say, Ya Rab, Tere Mahbub ke Shabahat leke aaya hai. Hakikat tu hi kar de, hum surat leke aaya hai. That, oh Allah, we just brought an outward imitation of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we learned from our elders and our pious servants. Today you make it a reality. And this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala sees who we want to imitate, and then immediately Allah ta'ala makes you like those people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, the magicians, mockingly they imitated Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, dressing like him, etc. Then, just because of their imitation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in a split moment, Allah gave them such iman, that all the real threats of your own, didn't deter their iman in the least. But, and they said, clear, wait, inna ila rabbina munqalibun. It doesn't matter, do what you want to. And he didn't just give them idle threats. He cut their right hand, left leg, hang them on the trees. But they said, we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let people label us and tell you whatever you want, whatever they want to, that you are an extremist, you are a fundamentalist, whatever. Just remain firm on the path of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this path is the path of the sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah. Follow in their footsteps, then we will really know whether we are following sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not. So Hazrat Parada explains here that bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe. That all I want, O Allah, that in my heart it must be just filled with your love. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, to give us the greatest gift, that true ish, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When shaitan didn't have this aim of ishq, of the love of Allah, his intelligence destroyed him. All his ibadah didn't come to his avail or anything. All his knowledge didn't come to his avail. He became mardood. But a person who got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the period we are passing through, these great Mubarak days of Yami Hajj, these days of Zilhijjah, this is Allah ta'ala is teaching us that love your life in such a way, every year we are getting a practice, that by the time you come to the end of your life, the end of the year, each one, myself and all of us should think and take a stock reality of ourselves, that last year what was my condition? This year Qurbani is again here. I'm coming to the end of my life. Have I got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or it's just another occasion that Qurbani will come. And there are lots of other things, inshallah, if time permits, we'll discuss a bit of that. But look at the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh used to say that if you get the occasion to be at multism, and you ask for everything else besides Allah, the love of Allah, you have asked for nothing. And if you only ask, oh Allah, I want you, oh Allah, I want your love, oh Allah, you have asked for everything, asked for everything. So Hazrat is teaching us here that one is to be making dua, and then to be following and threading that path. And that path is the path of Sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah ta'ala has mentioned, Kunu ma'as Sadiqeen, be with the pious servants. And being with them, what does it mean? You notice their way of life. You see how they walk, how they talk, how they live. And you try and imitate them. That is the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama, the Ruhul Ma'ani, who have written the greatest tafsir, the author of Ruhul Ma'ani has written that how long should be in the company of the pious servants of Allah. خَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونَ مِسْلَهُمْ, that you should mix with them so much, that is, every opportunity you get to be in the company of the pious servants, that it rubs off on you. You become like them. You see, outwardly your appearance become like them, and you don't feel shy according to your nisbat, which nisbat you are connected to, the pious servants. You don't shy to wear that type of topi. And not only when it's majlis time or something, wherever you are, as Hazrat explained here in this poem so beautifully, that wherever we are, in whatever atmosphere, all the time we must be firm on the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and firm on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Hazrat says that, Ya Allah, grant my heart must be just filled with your love. And when your love penetrates the heart, then my life will be just paban and firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat explains there are two aspects here. One is, if a person thinks that I've got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the criteria of that? How to judge that? That how much am I paban on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look at the deeper sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see, where are we? Myself, very far from that. And we shouldn't fall in an illusion and delusion that I am paban on sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And if we want this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one easy way is to start learning about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah should penetrate our hearts, the greatness, the importance of it, and try and practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we should bring alive in our homes, our children. Today our children, our homes talk about sunnah. It's a foreign word. Sunnah doesn't appear where? From birth, the child should be learning and hearing the word sunnah in the house. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq. And then Hazrat says, this reality will come. That as you tread this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, you want to meet Allah because you got that burning ishq. On the other hand, a love of Allah Ta'ala is always worried that where is the greatness of Allah? And where me? Allahu Akbar. When this is the period to think of this qurbani, what is this whole sacrifice all about? Beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba, "Hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." This is the sunnat of your forefather. It's not just putting a knife on the animal. This is a whole history of life. This is a documentary of life. Learn how to lead your life. How to bring up your family, how to bring up your children, that this is the reality of life. So a person should realize that on the one hand you have the love of Allah, on the other hand, although given the title Khalilullah, what dua is making? Rabbi la tuhzini yawma yubathun. Said, oh Allah, please don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. These are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, extreme love for Allah ta'ala. Allah. On the other hand, there's no guarantee that I can present my life in front of Allah. Where is my ibadat? It's full of faults all the time. And people like myself forget, looking at our ibadat, our sons. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that I saw people, referring to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum, that they used to spend their nights in tahajjud, crying in the obedience of Allah, and at the fajr time they are crying and making istighfar. And today I see people that we are spending our time in fun and play and wasting time, and we are still laughing. No time. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq. So Hazrat is saying here, Samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. This reality, the second fundamental belief of akhirat and the day of qiyamah. Allah says it's a promised hour, it's a promised day. Whether you like it or not, like, don't be like the kuffar, amma yatasaalun. Just asking, what about qiyamah? What will happen, etc. More important, what did I prepare for that qiyamah? And this is the spark of the love of Allah, that if the qiyamah comes in front of us, then there's no need for any police force, there's no need for any Allahu Akbar. Azmana Abraul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi used to train the students such that the fear of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that when there was imtihan, no nigran, no person checking. That Hazrat used to say that if you copy and you pass, then you failed. And if you didn't copy and you fail, you still pass. Because you are worried of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is telling us here also that such fear of Qiyamah should be in front of us. In other words, the reality of this day of Qiyamah. That what is the sign of the reality of this fear of Qiyamah? That I save myself and try to protect myself from all types of sins. Outward sins, inward sins. And then making istighfar, tawbah, daily, regularly, and starting our day with istighfar, ending our day with istighfar, every ibadat ending with istighfar, and never ever think that no, I am accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reality myself, all of us should learn. And then Hazrat explains, what is the sign that you are treading this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Myself, all of us, we should make shukr on the one hand. Allah allows us in this Mubarak gathering, in the company of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the sign that am I benefiting from this gathering? Am I benefiting from this majlis? Myself, all of us, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, at least be sincere to yourself. Today we are not myself, not even sincere to myself. Just fool myself. No, I'm okay. I'm a big sheikh now, giving lot of bayans, etc. Hazrat says, what is the sign of this reality? Main jahabi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That in whichever atmosphere I am, wherever I am, whether I think I'm a big businessman, or a big sheikh, but now I'm traveling alone in the first class, or the business class, nobody is watching me, no wife, nobody with me. So now I sit on the aisle and just stretch my hands out so that the air hostess can pass and I can touch her all the time. Or just for small, petty things, just ringing the bell and calling her just to enjoy her sweet tone, etc. Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar. One of the murids, and this is the reality, one of the murids of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, was a big businessman also. And he used to travel in first class, business class, in the PIA, Pakistan Airways. So Hazrat explains that today everybody becomes a mufti. Even the air hostess in the Pakistan Airways in that time, like big muftis. That the moment you sit in the plane, sadly even Muslim airlines at that time, Allah knows today what is the condition, that the moment you sit in first class, business class, they come offer you drinks. And drinks is not only juice, wine, whatever. So they offer this person wine, and they're forcing him. that you are first class passenger, you are VIP, so have the special drink, it's a special gift for you. So he said, no, I don't want it. So she gave the fatwa that if you drink a little, it won't intoxicate you, it's permissible. So he said, oh, if that is the case, then it's my gift. Going give from my side, I'm giving this to the pilot as a gift. So immediately she jumped and she said, no, the pilot can't have. Said, one step won't make him drunk. Says, no, it's the rule of aviation, that before you fly a flight, 24 hours before time, you can't have a sip of intoxicant. So he said, if that is the case, he is on duty, says 5, 6 hours, 7 hours, and 24 hours he must protect himself. I'm on duty all the time. So she says, what duty? Duty you are on. You're not flying a flight or anything. Says, I'm on Allah Ta'ala's duty. That wherever I am, in whichever atmosphere, Allah is with me. And this is the spark of the love of Allah, the kayfiyat ihsan, this consciousness that I want Allah to be with me. And that is why these days, and Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, through our the lips of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that these are the greatest days in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, your climax of life, your end of life must come in such a way that you think of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala so much that Allah Ta'ala says, I just love that I must be worshipped in these days. And look at Allah Rabbul Izzat, how kind. We think that if Allah Ta'ala is saying I must be worshipped, that of 24 hours in the masjid, no sleeping, no simple, how easy our deen is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the ibadat Allah wants, tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, and takbir. That is the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, recited abundantly during those days. As Maulana Musa Sahib Dawud Barakatuh explained the other evening, that abundantly, according to most of the commentators, are at least 300 times try and read this kalima daily. So he says the easiest way is, after every namaz, try and read it 60 times. By the time you end the day, at least 300 times you will read it. And while walking out of the masjid, while walking to our car, instead of talking unnecessary things, read the tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And another important tasbih during these days is the takbir of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This used to be on the tongue of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala's greatness must penetrate the heart. That the friends of Allah are those people that they have got so much ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they just want to give their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in one hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that I desire and I love that I go out in the path of Allah. I go in jihad, in the medan where it is hot now, the war is very hot, and I become shaheed, come shaheed. And then Allah gives me life, and again I go out in the path of Allah. And I go again, I become a shaheed, and again I get life, and again I go out in the path of Allah, and again I become shaheed. And then Allahu Akbar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stressed this over and over, and finally he says an uqtal, that I become shaheed, and in this way I give my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the blood of any servant of his. Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala qurbani mangte hai, Allah lete nahi. Allah just asks you for sacrifice to see your eagerness, that sacrifice. And in many places in the ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah has mentioned that don't just fool yourself and think that you are Muslim, you're just going to enter Jannat. Many places Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ. You think you're just going to enter Jannah and we're not going to see who are those that really want to sacrifice for Allah? You know, you think you're just going to enter Jannat and we're not going to test you? And according to your levels, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what test came to them was zulzilu. They were shaken up so much that even the Nabi of Allah said, Mata Nasrullah. When is Allah's help going to come? Then Allah says, don't worry. Allah inna Nasrullahi qareeb. Allah is fully aware and Allah knows your condition. So in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this whole documentary of his life, that what crucial moments being the parachuted into the catapulted into the fire, and such a severe fire, even Malaika was shaking. The whole heavens was shaking. And they said, Allah, can we go and assist Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah said, it's your mercy. If you want, you can go assist. You got my permission. But look at the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far from that, but as Hazrat says, we talk of these incidents, so at least look at who are the great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah just give us a brilliant of an iota of that jazba, that feeling, especially these days. This is the consciousness that we should come for, we should come to learn here. And the reality of this qurbani, that it's not just a charity. It's a great ibadat. It's the climax of the ibadat of our life. That how our life should be ending. That a true lover just wants to give his life to Allah. On the other hand, he's worried. That is, can my life be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, malaika come there. And they're saying, please, can we help you? He says, does Allah not know of my condition? This kayfiyat is of ihsan, this consciousness. That Allah is fully aware. Says, yes, Allah is fully aware of your condition. Says, Allah gave us permission to help you. Says, if Allah is fully aware of my condition, then I don't need your assistance. Allah Ta'ala is there for me. And that very, that brilliant of a minute second, when he was catapulted into the fire, at that time Allah says, Allah inna nasrallahi qareeb. Allah's help is very, very close. It looks so far. But this is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we hear the life of the friends of Allah, every Nabi of Allah, every Sahaba, Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, what great sacrifices. We should make dua for afiyat. Oh Allah, we are very weak. But at least the sacrifice of our time is that all the flow of the session, the flow of the environment, etc., the flow of the media, and as Hazrat puts it so beautifully, this digital is actually the Dajjal Satar. We are talking the language of the Dajjal. That on the one hand, I'm making qurbani. On the other hand, my wife also must be there. No parda, it doesn't matter. And not only no parda, we are slaughtering a cow. So the phone must be out and the video must be taken. So on the one hand, such a great sacrifice. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا. Allah doesn't need that meat. Allah doesn't need that blood. As our Dada Shaykh explains, we are mentioning, yet Allah doesn't need the blood of anybody. But Allah wants to show the world, who are my true servants? Who are my real friends? Who are the Sadiqeen? Who are the Ibadur Rahman? That those people that are prepared to write the love of Allah Ta'ala with their blood. And these are the martyrs. And that one drop of the martyrs, today we are enjoying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are enjoying these beautiful majalis. So at least, can't we just sacrifice one drop of our desires and stay away from this terrible sin of just taking photos today and videos today, and we think it's nothing. One is Allahu Akbar. Ulama have explained, to do a sin and realize it's a sin, that is a terrible thing, but there is still great hope that you'll make tawbah, that you realize amme. And one is gunah ko hakir samajna. You don't realize it as insignificant. I'm not doing anything wrong. What's wrong in today? You tell a person, put that camera off. What's wrong in there? And so it's very, very important. On the one hand, this qurbani, the sacrifice, as Hazrat is explaining here, and this is the essence of life, that میں جہاں بھی رہو جس فضا میں بھی رہو میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. And in another poem Hazrat has mentioned, سنت کے پابند رہیں. That wherever I am, in whichever atmosphere, all the time this taqwa, this consciousness, this fear of the love of Allah, what the love of Allah Ta'ala, obedience of Allah. And there are two aspects to get current. One is positive wires and one is negative wires. If a person says, I'm just a positive man, I don't want negative wires in my house, you'll never get electricity. So similarly, shaitan fools us that in these times we keep roza also. Alhamdulillah, very good. We recite the third kalima, fourth kalima. We're making tahajjud also. But we must watch the news on TV also. So we're not making the negative ibadat. We're not aggregating the negative wires. And the negative ibadat is to stay away from all sins. Whether we like it or not, As Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, don't massage our nafs and think, oh, nothing wrong. I have to see the news, I have to know what is happening in the world. Allahu Akbar, we are not looking at the news, we are looking at the news reader, how she looks, etc. And ask that person after the news what you heard. You didn't even hear the news, you didn't even know what. But how the person looks, that you will know very well. And exactly the same, whether it's dini, so-called dini programs, you think you're looking on YouTube or whatever, at a alim giving a bayan, but ask that woman, that what did she hear? She doesn't know. But what kind of scarf he had on, that she knows very well. How he looks, what, that she knows very well. So shaitan puts us in the doka, in the smut. So the reality Allah Ta'ala over and over emphasizes in the Qur'an-i Kareem, reality of life is the taqwa. And the taqwa is not so easy, because shaitan will bring lot of arguments. And shaitan is very intelligent. He knows how to put forward his proofs and break all the proofs. And so we should not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Just remain firm on the path of our pious elders. And so beautifully, Maulana Salim Dorat Sahab explained so beautifully that we say we want to follow in the path of the Ahl-e Sunnah wal Jamaat. This terminology was actually not present in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as the time went to show what is that path, what is the criteria, who are those people, then this title came, the Ahl-e Sunnah wal Jamaat. So he says, as time went further, what is the criteria today to really realize that are we following in the path of the Ahl-e Sunnah wal Jamaat? Ahl-e Sunnah, people who follow the Sunnah, that is Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wal Jamaat, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. What is the sign that we are really following in that path? He says today it is that label of Diobandiyat. Diobandi doesn't mean a separate cult. It's the same thing that you say Ahl-e Sunnah wal Jamaat. In today's time, the true men of Allah Ta'ala, that whatever the whatever current came in society, they remain firm. They didn't go with the flow. So we should be very, very careful. Sari dunya hi se mushku nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Said, oh Allah, the whole world I have just inclination. And not just inclination, yeah, dunya means all those things that distract us from Allah Ta'ala. And particularly those things that are haram. And the pious servant, even those things that are not afzal, that what Allah loves the best, that I just have this inclination and hatred towards that type of lifestyle. And bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. And when will this come? That a person makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala regularly, with punctuality, whatever zikr is prescribed to us, and tilawat of Quran Sharif, very, very important. Today we should check in every house, is every person making tilawat of Quran Sharif and picking up the Quran Sharif, the Arabic Quran Sharif, looking inside and reading and making your mark and carrying on. This is very important. Then that enjoyment of the name of Allah Ta'ala will come in the heart. Meri dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, mera dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And oh Allah, all the time, that great pain of your love should be in my heart all the time. And this is the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's begging Allah ta'ala of the love of Allah. On the other hand, never making claim that I got the love of Allah. All the time, salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, keep this love of yours, the salamat, keep it safe in my heart all the time. Never ever think that I'm okay, I attend majlis regularly, I am a khalifa, whatever the case may be. Hazrat says, even the greatest sheikh has to be worried all the time, till the last breath, till that last moment, is that love of Allah in my heart. And that we'll only know when we go into the qabr. And this reality and this worry, when a person got this worry and concern, then a person will keep connection with the pious servants of Allah. And then Hazrat explained, that aashiqo mein mera naam lik jayega apne amal par ghar na badamat rahe. That when will our names be written in the list of the aashiqs, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishq is that burning love in the heart of a person, that a person is all the time regretful about his action. That even you think today I read a good namaz, but when you make salam you say, ah, why how I spoiled my namaz. Where I was, that few minutes that I was lost and I didn't even realize where I was. But forget that myself, we have to think of our sons. that we commit sins and we're not even regretful about that. So especially this aspect of qurbani, very, very important. Encourage our human folk that try and slaughter, but within the precincts of parda. It's in the home. So it's as simple as taking them to the farms and say we're going, letting them go and see qurbani. And that was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Fatima Rajanam, go and see your qurbani. But that was what quality of parda. Today on the one hand, you can do a great ibadat. On the other hand, hundred and plenty of sins we are committing. So where is the reality? We are just praying. Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتَهْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, that you're destroying your amal and you don't even know. And yet you're thinking, no, I did, and you're showing everybody the video. See how we slaughtered this cow, see how we slaughtered this camel and this animal, etc. And all the pictures are there. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah is not going to look at your bodies, how fit and how healthy, how you handle that animal, etc. Or how beautiful you were dressed after that. Allah Ta'ala is going to see قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالُكُمْ, that your heart, how much connection you had with Allah. And what was the reality of your amal, of your amal, that is, you are worried whether it's accepted in the court of Allah. Otherwise, the staking of steps has just made our deen dead, so to say. And we don't realize, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those people that will be punished severely are people who take photos. Irrespective of how it is taken, that is not the debate whatsoever. We have to see what fitna it's causing. Then a person will realize that, oh, if you want to be written amongst the lovers, you will have to sacrifice all this. And this is the qurbani all about. That I must be practically involved and putting that animal down. I must realize I'm submitting all my desires and wills. Allah's command is so great. Where is my desire? And that is that reality. We just get an iota of the reality of this ayat which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam read. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam read when making that qurbani. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That all my ibadat. And these are the real bounties. We are looking at the outward bounties. Our cars, our homes, all that. That is not even worth the wing of a mosquito. The real ni'mat is a person, happily you make your qurbani. You go, you handle that animal with love, with kindness. And then when you're putting that knife, now you think, Ya Allah, your command is so great. Where is my desire? I'll try today to put a knife over all my desires. And Allah knows. That's why Allah says, it's not the blood. It's not the meat also that we need. And it's not charity that today we say, oh, that country people don't have meat. This country, then whole year you're not worried. People don't have meat. It's not a charity at all. It is a great ibadah to see how we will end our life. And every year if we lead our life from Muharram, what honor Allah has given us, stay away from haram, you'll love what honor. Then when you come to the Ramadan, you'll fill your heart with taqwa. Then when Allah makes the announcement of Hajj, you won't be physically going, but your heart will be there. And now you're making dua for the Hajjis. Allah make it easy for them. No parishani. Accept all their ibadat, their ziyarat. Let them come with the crux of the hidayat. And with the crux of the nur of Kaaba Sharif and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give me and all of us that reality. That what is the crux of this whole ibadat and this whole essence of life. Teri marzi par har aazu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat hai. That upon your love, O Allah, your happiness, that all my desires I just sacrifice. And I don't even have the slightest grief that why didn't I take that photo? If I should just take that photo, I should show my wife how we dropped that animal, how we this thing. So I don't have that regret in the least, but oh, I should have taken my daughter, my wife, and it doesn't matter which man see her, then that is a deuse. Person doesn't worry who sees his wife, who sees his daughter. And we think we are in parda. On the other hand, we take our family also with the parda on. But the eyes are open and they are looking at all the men. That is also not parda. So we should be very, very conscious that how we do our ibadat, we have to learn from the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And after that, istighfar, Ya Allah, please accept it. And then I enjoy the feast of Allah Ta'ala, the qurbani meat. Don't have this nafra that, hey, I can't take the smell. I can't see blood. A Muslim must have courage. Every young boy, young girl, even woman, they must be able to see that blood. And what the intention that, oh Allah, if I need to give my life for you, I'm ready to give my life for you. Meri bas, mere bas dil mein dard muhabbat rahe, mera dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And as Hazrat explains, that the climax of everything is, oh Allah, only I just want the pain of your love in my heart. That my love must be fully. And this is when we make our zikr, the first poem we say, dil mera ho jaye ek midani hu. That, oh Allah, empty my heart. Let it be an open field, and what should penetrate my heart? That love of Allah. And it will come slowly. That drop will come, and a person will feel. And oh, it must remain salamat. Oh Allah, please, all the time, let this love increase also, and protect it for me, oh Allah. Because the moment, 1 second I'm unmindful of my nafs, nafs is like that snake, which minute it will sting you don't even know. That is why the beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. That, oh Allah, you not just all loving, you give life also. And you sustain everybody. We beg you, oh Allah, for your assistance. And astaghith is from the depth of the heart. When you're in desperation, you're begging, bi rahmatika astaghith, aslih lana sha'anana kulla. Oh Allah, make our proper islah from every aspect, outward, inward. And then most important, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي تَرْفَتَئِينَ. Not for the wink of my eye that leave me to my nafs. My nafs is too shrewd. One moment somebody just greets you and one praise, and your nafs playing havoc with us. So that is why the end Hazrat is making dua, that roz o shab kalb akhtar ki hai ye dua, mere maula meri istiqamat rahe. That daily, Hazrat says, day and night, in other words, virtually 24 hours you worried and concerned that, oh Allah, keep me with istiqamat. And istiqamat is that great amal which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will end off with this inshallah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu noticed every single moment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they noticed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had few white hairs in his beard. Just few they could count. And they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we see you got white hairs, what's the sign? They were getting worried, that's the sign of old age. Very soon you will leave us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it's not really old age. Sayyabatni al-Hud. The Surah Hud, in which Allah is explaining the life of the previous Anbiya, and how the nations didn't follow in their footsteps, how Allah destroyed them, etc. So that thing, and the concern of Qiyamah, and concern of my Ummah, that has made me white. And particularly in the Surah, that special ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And Allah says, be firm as I command you. Not we think that I'm firm, or I'm there for my fajr, whether I'm missing my takbir-e-ula, or I'm just there in the last rakat, whatever. Or no, as Allah wants us to be firm. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this ayat has given me white hands. So this reality and concern all the time. And I'll end off with this incident. A person staying in the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, 13 years. And just myself, I have to learn also that why do we come? That do we want to get the real wealth of the heart, or we want to see all the, how, where's the position of my Shaykh, what kind of miracles he's doing, etc. So this person staying in the company of Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, after 13 years, he says, Hazrat, now I want to leave your company. Hazrat says, why? Zalim was, it's an Urdu term for friend, that, oh, what's wrong with you? Say, why you want to leave? See, 13 years, I still never see any karamat. You don't fly in the air or anything. You don't put your musalla on the water, and that even a fish does. So become bear to a fish. Flies are also flying in the air. Go say, Hazrat, fly, please make me bear. As our Shaykh explained, Hazrat says, okay, my friend, 13 years you stayed with me. Just think that did you see me one day doing anything against the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He pondered and he taught for a while. Then he had to admit and say, Hazrat, that's one thing. 13 years I stayed in your khidmat. I can't remember anything that you did against the sunnah of Nabi Akram. So he said, oh Zalim, oh my friend, what greater karamat you want? And this is the part of the love of Allah. That the simple, basic things we have to do, and according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and beg Allah Ta'ala for His love, and Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.